Okay, welcome to the Melbourne Parish Council Maintenance Committee meeting for July the 18th, 2019. Item MA02219, receive and approve apologies for absence.
I've received apologies from Councillor Barnes, Keith Rudge, and the clerk isn't able to join us.
And Mike Sherwin phoned me just now he's not well enough to come.
Okay.
Tim Stebbings has arrived.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Okay, item MA02319, to receive any declarations of interest and dispensations. Have we received any?
I've received any.
Thank you very much. Item MA02419, to approve the minutes of the Maintenance Committee meeting held on the 27th of June 2019.
The minutes that were circulated were the redacted ones because there was an item that was discussed confidentially, so I've circulated a full copy, so you should all have a copy of the full minutes.
Thank you, yes. Does anyone have any comments on the last minute? I just have a couple. On item MA00619, the two actions for the wardens don't seem to have been added to the job sheet again. Oh, sorry, well, there's one action for the wardens and one for me.
Oh, right. Okay.
They just need to be added to the job sheet.
Okay.
Otherwise we'll lose track of them. Otherwise, I'm happy with that.
Okay.
So could I have someone to propose acceptance of the minutes? That's Councillor Clark, Councillor Wilson second. All those in favour? Carried unanimously.
Thank you.
So item MA02519, public participation. There are no members of the public, and so we will move on to the next item, which is MA02619, governance matters. A, to consider a first revision of the draft parish tree inspection policy.
The policy is still under review. It hasn't been, the final draft isn't available yet, so that will hopefully be ready in time for the next meeting. But I can offer an update that we had a member of the public who's come forward as a volunteer tree officer. And we've had a meeting and I kind of showed around the village and she's really keen to get cracking with that. So we're going to finalise the policy. And there is some training that's become available. A tree warden's training day at the cost of £100, but it's run by South Cams, Miriam Hill, their tree officer, and the clerk has asked if we can offer that to the volunteer tree officer. Just as a guidance, we can't vote on it because it's not on the agenda, but it's just something to consider.
Can you fill in a little bit more detail, Madam Assistant Clerk, on the person that's come forward? Does she have a background in this sort of thing?
She's some limited background, but we're not looking for a qualified tree officer. We're looking for somebody who will be able to go around the village, particularly after weather events, and just...
Okay, so
The tree policy will categorise areas of the village to prioritise if they are, for example, near a play area, they'll be a high priority and we'll need to inspect them more often. If it's in a kind of remote wooded area, then it's...
Lower priority.
Yeah, generally left.
So we're looking for somebody with sort of a practical ability to report back on problems rather than somebody who's an expert on arboreal matters.
Yes, yeah. She's not, but she does have an interest and she's keen to get involved.
I mean, what do people think? Yes, Rosemary?
If I'd be pleased to do so.
Thank you.
I was tree warden for about 30 years.
Yeah. Oh, well, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
We went on lots of courses in those days. They were free of charge, county council and district council.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
That would be lovely, though.
So maybe we can win it to...
She would not need to know the TPOs and the...
Yes.
Listed buildings as well as conservation area.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
So that seems like good progress, doesn't it? Okay.
Excellent.
So presumably next time, if things proceed as we perhaps expect them to, we might want to vote on permitting this training to go ahead.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you then. Moving on to MAO 2719, vandalism issues. There has been more vandalism. It's not good news, really. Do you want to say anything about the report?
It's an updated printout with the most recent incidents. Well, we are logging everything that we're told about and reporting to the police where appropriate.
Yeah.
Do you want to go through individual?
Well, not really. No, I mean no. at the last meeting, Tim and Dennis, we said that we would try and photograph evidence and so forth. Has that started?
Yeah, I've been sending photos in.
Yeah.
Got a whole kitchen up London Wire.
Yeah.
It's mostly fly tipping.
Yeah. But there have been no incidents worth reporting.
Haven't seen any wanton damage.
No. Okay.
On the last contract.
What about drug taking? Have you seen any drug taking?
There was something going on at the top end of London Way last night. I'm not quite sure what it was, but it sounded like it involved gas guns. But I didn't venture in amongst them. I'm going on my own in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
But there is plenty of that. There was a couple of lads up the southern wing of London Way smoking something that sounded like baked, smelled like baked crisps. It was pretty strong stuff.
Mm.
And they got up there by car and then drove off again.
Right. So, I just repeat, I think it would be really good if any evidence that you see, if it's evidence of drug taking, you know, packets and empty cans of nitrous oxide.
That will be done.
Yeah.
I wanted to take a picture of the car and them, but they were very wary of me.
Your safety is paramount. Yeah. You don't get shot by a gas gun.
There is a police surgery on the 23rd of July at the hub. So I can have a chat to James, PCSO, and give him a copy of this.
Mm. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, I will make it. You can write me up to go and see him.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Do I need to sign the copy of the minutes, by the way?
That's fine, I'll sort that then too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just for the minutes. With the letter that we sent to the principal of the academy, Simon Holmes, we have asked for a meeting with him. Claire hasn't heard, so Assistant Clark hasn't heard back from him yet, but it's going to chase him. I'm also going to ask Assistant Clark if she can try and get me in to see the principal of the primary school, because we've now had it unofficially, but I know it is happening from another child. That the ones that are being abusive to the bowls club are from the primary school, and they're being insultingly abusive.
Shocking, isn't it?
Well, threatening them with your eye and things like that. That's gone too far. So someone from the school's going to have to do something about it. But and I might be able to get the names of these kids as well if this person is prepared to pass the names over anonymously.
Okay.
I'm waiting on that anyway. So I don't want to put this child under any pressure.
Yes, I mean, do you all know that the bowls club was vandalised and items were stolen a couple of weeks ago?
I think your suggestion actually is an excellent one to get them to get rid of what they've got there, though it's going to cost them. I don't think we can fund it just to help them out, but it might be worth them getting rid of what they've got and get them into containers. It might make sense.
Yeah, well, I have spoken to Martin about it. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on then to item MA 28-19, allotment matters. Barry, do you have any allotment matters?
Well, we've had a couple of fists in the allotment.
Right.
Wheelbarrows and chairs and a watering can have disappeared.
Well, we need to add that to the list.
Yeah.
So, were they reported to anyone, or was
no,
this the first, the first time it's been reported?
Yeah, just me.
Yeah.
And there is a couple of issues I've got. Is one with the road at the back of the allotments. I don't know who owns it, but it's in a terrible state.
Oh, along the back there?
Yeah, it's in a terrible state. Because some of the allotment holders drive along the road and...
It's potholed.
It is potholed. I don't know who owns it. But up to the corner, it's very good. And it just seems where probably the council and the farmer divide, and the farmer's bit is horrendous.
I was under the impression it belonged to a farmer, but
I don't know if it belongs to, I don't know if we can find out and see if we can get it.
Yeah, but if it belongs to the farmer, probably there's not much we can do
there's
about it.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
I can ask him, because I do interact with him quite regularly.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Tim.
He's from Bassingbourne.
Okay.
And the other matter somebody brought to my attention is the hedges along the road. The road's I don't know if we could get those tidied up, because it is protruding into the road in several places.
Okay.
I don't know if we could...
It was agreed that we would cut the hedges back, but then it fell into nesting season, so I'll look into that.
So, I think the answer is, Barry, is if it's okay with respect to wildlife...
Yeah, well... We
will do it later in the year.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
July. We can cut hedges in July.
We can.
A date in July.
Well, in a couple of places along the back road, it is coming out into the road now, so it's getting a bit wrong.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So we just need to get Arts and Council to give us a vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, item MA 02919, which is Stockbridge Meadows matters. Last time we talked about signage boards and so forth. Has there been any progress on that? Beck Barnes was doing work on the Saxon burial. Stockbridge Meadows. I'm reading one and talking about another one. Stockbridge Meadows. Any items on Stockbridge Meadows?
Did Simon? Sorry, excuse me, Chair. Did Simon at the Parish Park identify that we had some S106 lines that we could actually use to do the bridge? We actually had a good quality of money. Good amount of money there that we could actually get this done properly.
Yeah, so...
I think that was phrased at the last meeting.
Clark circulated some details about some S106 money that was available, and we need to check, I've got a note about this, but we need to check with the S106 officer to make sure that we can use it for that, and then we're going to get some quotes for... We need to get the measurements of the boardwalk and get some quotes, and we're going to look at recycled plastic boardwalk.
Yeah, so I'm back on track now.
Yeah,
so in fact there's quite a lot of S106 money potentially available to do. There's about 40,000 pounds.
It's about 30,000.
It was a serious amount of money. It was enough to cover that.
But we need to just double check that we can use.
So the first thing we need to do is to check to see if the money's available. So we need an action on here for the clerk to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
And when we've done that, we will then decide how to approach it. But I don't know, what would be the best way of developing the project from a practical point of view? Because we would need, because I suspect we do have the money to do it. How would we design the project? How would we go about it?
Well, if I could, Chair, the when I originally chatted to the clerk about that project, and obviously we'd spent a bit of time on that in here, obviously getting it down fairly quickly was a good thing, but I think it was all predicated on whether there was some money, what it was, whether we then put that out to design, to professionals, and a bit of feedback from the village as to what people actually wanted, whether they wanted to extend the boardwalk a little bit further round,
yeah.
whether we wanted to use the money to really sort of beautify that area,
yeah.
Or whether we just wanted to replace what was there. So I think the method statement for taking it down, installation of the new boardwalk, is a fairly straightforward process. It's just what budget we've got sort of dictates the practicality and also the beautification as well.
But it's a sort of chicken and egg thing, isn't it? Because you don't know how much it's going to cost until you've got a design, and you don't know what to design until you know how much it's going to cost.
Yeah, I mean, we can go for, you know, just a straight replacement, so we know exactly what it is, like for like.
Yeah.
And I'm quite happy to organise that. And that can be balanced with something that might be a little bit more artistic and perhaps a little bit more flowing, you know, maybe following the sort of cadence of the river around a little bit and then coming out a little bit further on. Or
so it could be a loop instead of a...
Yeah, just or a horseshoe of the loop that's raised above the reed bed area, because it's obviously, you know, it's a beautiful area. I don't want people trampling on it. So if we can keep them out of there, and then... And it gives you the opportunity to look at the other side of the bank as well, which is obviously then in its total natural habitat, within reason. Mm. So
that's good.
Yeah. Rosemary, do you have any views on this?
I'm really pleased to hear that there's a little bit of ambition about it, because it was never finished. It was always temporary. There was always talk of another angle going on or something.
Yes.
Because originally it was going to be a riverside walk, and then for ecology reasons, working with Rotherham Government, it was thought it was best to leave the bank untouched.
Right.
So that's why these boardwalks were put in, or this boardwalk, and it's intended to do further work there.
Yeah.
So it'd be really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's got the potential of being just stunning down there, really, with a nice...
Mm, it'd be really good.
Okay.
I don't know if where we are with handrails now, but... You know, there was definitely a need for handrails.
We decided last time that handrails were needed.
Mm.
We decided that positively last time.
Very good.
Okay. So, thank you.
Sorry, if I may. So, has repairs actually happened to the boardwalk, or is it still...
No.
It's untouched since the last time.
The boardwalk is still barricaded off.
Yeah.
Okay. No go area.
Okay, fine.
This is at least the second summer as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason though it's the second summer is because it's very expensive to fix.
So
subject then to us confirming that the money's available, the next step would be to ask the clerk, to ask you, if you would get a quote for a like-for-like replacement to see where the sort of budget numbers fit.
Yeah,
because if that then looks as though it's easily contained within the budgets available, then maybe we can look at something more ambitious.
Sure.
Does that sound?
Yes.
I'm not popular to mention this, but I'm going to, sorry. Can I just remind councillors that there was 60,000 at least in the what was then the conservation site for continuing development, which was borrowed and taken when the car park and hub were built.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
We owe conservation.
We do.
And we need to do that job properly.
I think there is a change of heart within the council to try and treat Stockbridge Meadows as a wildlife reserve rather than as a play park.
Mm. And it never was a play park, it was
that. No, that's right. So I think point taken. That money has, however, been spent somewhere else. Okay, thank you for that. Right, let's move on then to MA 030/19, cemetery matters.
So there is a on the cemetery field trip. There was identified the need to replace a failed Judas tree, and there is now a copy of a quote.
Yeah, so we've got a quote from Hearts and Cans for somewhere
here. There are two options.
Yeah, so he's given, if you can't find a quote, so Hearts and Cans are suggesting two options. One is for a multi-stemmed Judas tree, 3 to 4 metres when planted, install that, to buy that and install that would be £745. Or for a smaller tree, presumably this is still a multi-stemmed tree, only 1 to 1.5 metres, £460 plus VAT. And Justin Wilmot is proposing that we go for the smaller tree, because he says, I think the bigger size would be too big for the position. I don't know why he thinks that. Rosemary, this is your department. What do you have to say about it?
A smaller one would be much better.
Okay.
And a multi-stem one is more natural. That it should never have been put there, that one was.
Okay. So you would be happy to recommend the second option here, which is £460 plus VAT for the smaller tree, the multi-stem tree.
Yeah, but we do need to investigate what sort of compost or whatever. It needs a big hole of whatever.
Yeah, we don't want it to fail again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay then, so do we need to vote on this?
Yes, please.
Okay then, so could I have somebody to propose we accept this quote for £460 for us for the smaller multi-stem Judas tree? Someone to propose that? Councillor Wilson?
Thank you.
Someone to second it? Councillor Clark? Carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Terribly expensive. Terribly expensive.
Yeah. It is.
Can I just ask if anyone's sort of found spots down as sort of for a second? Just to. Anywhere else?
I think that was the only quote that was, because Justin, I think, was on that field trip, was he?
He was,
to identify which tree it was that needed.
So he's probably one of the best.
Yeah, I think so. It seems expensive, but a lot of that's labour cost.
Yes.
They've got to dig a significant hole to put it in, and, you know, it's half a day's work, I expect, isn't it?
Mm.
Anyway, okay, MA 030/19, Cemetery Matters B, to consider applying for grant funding for the Saxon Burial Mound Interpretation Board.
Well, so this is an item that I asked if we could put on, because I have to, for my Silca, I need to make a grant application, and it seemed to make sense to do a proper one rather than just a bogus one for the sake of the course. So I thought we could apply for some money for the interpretation boards.
Mm. Yeah.
I think we meet the criteria for awards for all, so hopefully we can get some money to fund those.
Do people understand what Claire means by Silca? It's her parish councillor qualification that she's doing.
Yeah. Yes. So
That's parish clerk. I'm not doing well this morning. Parish clerk qualification.
Yeah. So we could, and in fact, when I discussed it with the clerk, he said we could perhaps also try and get the one here funded as well for the Jubilee Orchard, the Millennium Orchard.
Yes.
But anyway, so that was really just to note that I don't think it doesn't need a resolution. And it's just to note we're going to try and fund it.
Were you thinking then of applying for both together?
Yes.
Yes, it seems sensible.
Yeah.
Good, okay. Thank you. So, MAO 1390 Cemetery Matters C, to receive any other updates and consider actions on cemeteries. Mike Sherwin, when he called me this morning, said to his comment was that nothing is yet happened with a soil store.
We are still waiting for an updated quote, and I have chased Hearts and Cams for that because we asked for the quote to be updated to include something to kind of retain the soil, either sleepers or some kind of boarding. So I am chasing that up.
Okay. Any other comments from anyone on cemeteries? In which case, we'll move on to MA 03119, Pavilion Matters. To receive any other updates and consider actions on pavilion. Have we got any issues with the pavilion?
We're coming to the end of one of our regular bookings. They're moving to another facility.
Choose one.
I don't know where they're going.
No,
it was the Pilates.
That used to follow this meeting, didn't it?
Mm. They're in today for their last session. So that's a shame. So I need to really kind of raise the profile of the pavilion to try and get some more regular bookings in.
If I may, is there any feedback as to why they were moving?
There are some ongoing frustrations, I think, that they've had last winter. The heating was a problem because it was a bit up and down, and changeover and cleanness has been a frustration for them. But I have written and said we've addressed these issues, but I think they've decided that they're going. It is a shame because it was a regular booking and it's been, you know, for quite some time, but we'll just have to try and find other regular bookings. It's very good value, you know, as a
In what way does the parish council advertise the pavilion?
Oh, we don't really, but particularly so.
So we should?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, there are all sorts of media that, for example, the community can't use. Obviously the Mail magazine, but the Mail is.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Cambridge News. Yeah. Does cost a bit of money, but it does work.
Well, actually, there's all sorts of free things.
Yes, there's lots of free things. Mm-hmm. Or you could get leaflet drops done. And you can get a leaflet drop every house in Melbourne for £100.
Mm. Yeah. No, so I will look into ways to raise the program.
Yes, Councillor Wilson.
May I just suggest perhaps that if we had an amateur photographer in the village or within Cooey of where we are that someone could do some favourable photographs.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good idea. And some mood lighting as such. just to create the relevant vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe that will help.
Okay, yeah, so that's a good idea. We could maybe ask Gwani.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
How about that? Anything else on pavilion then? Before I move on to MA 032 Little Hand, 032 19 Little Hands. A, to consider in quotation from UK Power Networks to remove electricity cable.
There should be a quote in the packs. UK Power Networks came out and did a survey and then provided a quote for removing the live cable.
No. Don't actually see a quote. Okay. So, it is £590.40, including that. So, without that, £492. To remove the cable.
They do refer to it being overhead though, don't they? This is not overhead. The way when I read it, it looks as if they were just bog standard quoting for something on a highway.
Just a connection of a single or three phase service from an overhead main.
I think. Because this is actually relatively low compared to what they. If they have to dig up the road, I think maybe that's what they're just this distinction is that it's not something we're having to dig up.
Mm.
But I did wonder whether it was worth, is that worth checking that we have to have it removed, and if we don't have to, is there anything that we could do to kind of make it safe so that it can stay? Because that.
Not if you want to take the box away.
Well,
yeah. No, they'd have to do it. They'd have to do something to disconnect it.
Mm.
Something.
Yeah.
We can't do it.
Well, we could fix a metal casing over it, but whether that would get damaged or kicked or whatever. So.
Isn't it partly to do with getting rid of it because of it? It's it attracts vandalism as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're stuck with that. We'll have to do it. Then we can take down the box, can't we? We can take down the.
Yeah, and the whole thing will disappear.
Yeah.
It'll disappear.
They just turf it over or whatever we need to do. That'll stop them climbing on.
Yeah, I think there is. A kind of question about the words they're using on the quote. It says disconnection of a single or three-phase service from an overhead main, but that might be a standard charge.
Mm.
That might be text for a standard charge. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. I would have thought
they've done a site visit.
They've done a site visit. I would have thought that it's a reasonable cost for doing what they have to do. So. Are you happy to vote on it?
Yeah.
Okay, can I have someone to propose we accept this quote from UK Power Networks? That's Clark proposing, that's Wilson seconding, carried unanimously. Okay. Okay, MA 03219, Little Hands Matters B, to receive any other updates we should consider actions on Little Hands. Has anybody any other matters? Councillor Clark.
I had a meeting with our tenants the other week, and it was a good, positive meeting. Apparently her manager is quite pleased with what we've done so far and the way it's working. I did identify that there have been some issues with the wrong things being put down the toilets, and asked her if she could alert her staff to not put in the wipes and all the other things that go down there. I did say that, I said that we were doing an annual dynamo check anyway, but I sort of alluded to the fact that if we find more stuff down there and we have to get them out outside of the normal survey, they might get the bill.
Yeah.
And I did ask her to, I sort of jollied her along a little bit with regard to getting the remainder of the windows done, because that is their responsibility as far as I understand it from the least. And,
what was their response to that?
She said it is on her list to do, so she knows, and she knows that we put a lot of effort into getting things done, but she has got it on her radar, so, and I'm having another meeting with her in October when I'll ask her again. That's it.
Remind me, because I've kind of lost track of it, the electrical work that was done, safety work, that was all completed, wasn't it?
That's all done, and I think once we made the payment, I understand from the assistant clerk, we were going to receive a certificate.
Yeah, we've got that now.
we fulfilled our obligation for safety on the building on its our premises, so we've done our work now. So
good.
We're RCD'd.
No, that's good. Councillor Wilson.
Can I just ask, the windows, I walk around there with the dog quite a lot, and it does look very, very tired, that building. Is there a document that I could perhaps get my hands on that just sort of, in the lease agreement, trying to figure out what their responsibility, just for my own sanity, because it just drives me mad every time I go past. The windows do look awful.
Yeah, but I think we know it is their responsibility, it's just that they haven't done it.
That they have done some of the windows and doors and bits and pieces.
So is that replacing, or is that just sort of cursory?
It could be making good or replacing, but the thing is, it's if you're going to try and bodge up, fill, prime, by the time you've done all of that, you might as well just get a small UPVC.
Yeah,
but I think they have done one or two windows, and when they did them, they replaced them. They put in plastic windows.
And when we did the outside, when we were doing all of the redoing all the blue skirting, not skirting, but all the area around the top, and we put the anti-climb paint on and all that sort of stuff, the decorator, or builder decorator that did the work, did the front doors for them, and they paid for that. They paid for how it all quickly repainted over while he was there. So
right.
They paid to have the front bit done, and just tidied up a bit. So if they have identified it's their responsibility, because they paid that part of the bill.
Yeah.
But I think that if you're talking about the side of the building which faces the basketball area.
Yeah, that's example, cool.
Which is the one.
Yeah.
The windows there, I think, clarify, the windows there are their responsibility.
Yeah.
And they are long overdue to replace them. Mm-hmm. There's some metal doors, which I think are our responsibility, and
the other
we
side.
Did discuss possibly getting a quote to fix those.
Well, there's two sets of doors, isn't it? It's the one where you get the football equipment for, and then you've got the grey doors around where the bins are, the metal ones, which I think Dennis, you tidied them up because they were all freaking open. They are our responsibility as well. The sort of two exterior sets of doors are ours.
Yeah.
So both sets really do need redoing.
Is that something we can, you know, perhaps just push a little, maybe just inspire them to do what they need to do, or in turn, is it something we can just say to them as part of their lease agreement, we'd like a plan as to actually, rather than just saying, yeah, we'll do it. We will do it. It's applying a little bit of pressure.
I dropped the hint with her when I saw her last time round, and I'm seeing her again in October, so I can do that at the next meeting. But I think I do agree. I think we should get both the sets of doors done, and then we're clean.
We've got clean hands.
And I think Councillor Wilson's point is good. You know, if we do all the bits that are our responsibility, then it's clearer when we talk to them. You know, we've done everything that we are responsible for. It's about time you do what you do.
Yeah. I think we can push that. Yeah.
Okay.
I think both sets of doors, the ones around the left-hand side where the electric meter is, they need to be replaced.
Yeah.
But that's just simple boarding type wood. It's not going to be a major thing. But the ones on the other side, I think, need to have a metal fascia, because that's where all of the boiler and that sort of kit is. That's all electrical, so that needs to be quite secure in there.
Okay, so can we agree that in principle we need to get some quotes to refurbish those two sets of double doors, and we'll talk about it next time?
Sounds good.
Sorry, just one other quick thing. Yeah. The outside area that they use, where the kids play area there, is the fencing us on that, or is that them, or is that area?
No, that's theirs.
That's all theirs.
It must be, because we would have given them. It used to be a working men's club, didn't it, something. Yeah. Yeah, that would have just been the building. So obviously when they were taking it over and putting it as a kiddies' play park, they wouldn't have had a fencing around there, I would imagine, when it was a working men's club. So they would have put the fencing up around to secure.
That was fairly recent. That was fairly recent.
Yeah. So they would have done that.
So you can confirm that, Rosemary?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that in a poor state as well?
I just think that the building generally is a focal point for us dropping off children to be in a nice environment. It's not somewhere I would look at immediately I'd love to drop my kids off there. I just wouldn't.
Well, I mean, all I can say is it's a lot better than it was 2 years ago. Like an abandoned, I don't know, nuclear shelter or something.
Yeah.
The council has done a lot of work on the roof. Yeah. All the roofing's been done. There is some tidying up needed, like getting rid of all the weeds and rubbish at the front. It may be something that we could just get asked Justin just to run the strimmers along there.
Yeah, I mean, anything that can just. It's so many people see it from the village, because everybody's up here doing something, walking dogs, and it's just a little bit of an eyesore for me personally.
But it is. It's still not good. But
no,
it's not a. You start with a building that it was built in a very pretty way. I mean, it's basically a block, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was allowed to get into a very poor state about 18 months ago. Mm. Councillor Clark and I spent quite a lot of time walking around it and trying to make a list of the things that should be done immediately.
Sure.
And a lot of those have been done, but there are some things that could still be done.
Mm.
Yeah. It was a lot of it before your time. The lease hadn't been renegotiated, and that they were getting it very cheap, so we didn't have the money. So now we've got a better monthly payment from them.
Yeah,
we've sort of, it's inspired us to do more to it.
Okay, fine.
So it is a work. It is a work in progress, though. And well, let's see if we can finish the bits that belong to us.
Well, then we can put that one to bed, can't we, effectively, once the electrics are done?
I don't know if new councillors realise, but that wasn't a parish council building in the beginning. It was a do-it-yourself sort of effort by the Working Men's Club. Well, it wasn't Sports and Social Club, it was called.
Yeah, right.
So, parish town council took it over when there was trouble and it all fell apart.
Yeah.
So, inherited it,
not a good state. Yeah,
makes more sense. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Can I suggest also that when the fence was mentioned just now, sorry to keep coming, but it would be nice for the, I would have thought, for the children to have a bit of shade there on that. It's very open there. They get full sun on that.
Mm.
There's no shade at all.
They have got their canopies. They have got canopies they've put up there.
Natural shade, I was thinking of perhaps
a sort of shrub
or a tree on one part of that fence.
It's worth thinking about, yeah. Okay. When we come to next year's precept, we'll think about that.
Sorry, on that fence, you just made me think, is there a sort of minimum requirement for, I mean, I'm not saying anyone's got the immediate answer, but perhaps it's something I'm happy to have a look at. But with fencing on those type of buildings where you've got kids and
children,
you know, is that fencing the minimum requirement that one would have for...
They're inspected, I'm sure.
That is their responsibility to ensure that they control where the children go. They have to have them in a confined area. And the parents would, when they do their reviews, before they put their kiddies in there, will check all that sort of thing out. My friend's got a nursery.
Yeah.
And
I would say in terms of height, it's probably higher than it needs to be. I mean, it would be inspected under the Ofsted type inspection school. Preschool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Moving on then from Little Hands to village maintenance matters in general. MAO 3319A, receive and consider a report following the drainage tour. Tim, you spent an enjoyable afternoon with Councillor van der Ven, I understand.
Oh, yes, it was quite, or appeared quite fruitful.
Yeah.
Although the fruit hasn't ripened yet.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised. The wheels of highways turn slowly. They loved the idea, and the head of shared waste on South Cams District Council is prepared, allegedly, to share the technology and the information package for geotagging gullies with highways.
Can you just briefly describe what it is that...
The plan is, because we did a project with South Cams as to where every rubbish bin was and every dog waste bin was, so that they could become a lot more efficient in what they do. They then completed that project and learned which bins are the ones that fill up regularly, which ones don't. And they are tailoring their collection service to be more efficient in clearing those bins. And generally, they're pretty good, except for when the guy goes on holiday and the relief doesn't know where they all are.
They do this by geotagging.
They geotag it, and apparently it's something to do with an app on a phone, that they can take the phone to that location and hit it within that program, and it does a ping on the back.
Yeah.
So they can then annotate information to it back at base.
Yeah.
So South County are prepared to share that with Highways, and Highways think it's a marvellous idea. So instead of sending a sludge golfer team out who go off to do the old gullies that we complain about, and they have no idea where they are, what they do, or what excuses come up because they can't access it because of parked cars or circumstances.
Yeah.
The plan is that they will say, go and clean that, and that. And they'll actually be able to see on their vehicle tracker that they've done that, and that.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
These wheels are now moving with Josie Howes and Susan van der Ven pushing it. and we have to step back and just hope they'll come and clear them. I did seriously make the point that they come out, clean a couple of random gullies, and try and go away for whatever reason and pretend that they've done it. But it isn't solving the issue. They now understand that how many gullies are out of use on Mortlock. Well, from the bypass down through station, through Mortlock and out New Road, it is shambles.
Yeah.
But they say they aren't going to send the teams out. The teams will highlight the ones that they can't clear further, and they will then send the clearance contractor out to do CCTV surveys and put prices together to bore out any rooms that are blocking or solve whatever the issues are.
Right, okay, that's good. So you're implying that some of these gullies are really badly blocked?
They're solid level with the road, and they aren't gullies, they're just...
Yeah, they're just drain covers with soil underneath them.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally solid.
Okay, well,
it's a useful piece of work because it's highlighted.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many of you are aware of how much work Tim has done on this, but this is awesome, really, what you've done. It's brilliant. One man, gully trucker man, amazing. You know, it is an extraordinary piece of work. Thank you.
Well, they were quite impressed, and
I'm sure
it could be applied to every village.
Yeah.
So they like the idea.
Yeah, you could get a job at county headquarters as a gully expert.
I've now got another grandchild as a yesterday. I'm retired.
Oh, congratulations.
No, if you've got another grandchild, you haven't retired. Okay. No, that's great. So, in terms of this committee, Tim, I assume that it's a watch and wait situation, isn't
it? Yeah, we just need to keep leaning on highways to get in amongst it and do it. But the other point that I made is don't just come and pretend you can't do it because of a parked car. Come and put some signs out, don't park on this road today, we're cleaning gullies. And let's do the job properly. Yeah. And that they know from the list the 5-6 that are crucial areas that they need to do that.
Yeah, but it seems to me that there are two steps to this. One is that they've got to clean out the blocked gullies all over the place where they exist, so that you start with a system that works, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Before they start being clever about where they can clean, they've got to get the system...
Well, that's right. That's two things that can run in conjunction.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you again. It's an awesome bit of work, really. Okay, MAO 3319B, to receive weekly inspection reports and consider actions. I don't know if these have been copied.
It hasn't been circulated, but they are upstate.
So I think we just need to record that they are received and they are fully completed and satisfactory. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and MAO 3319C, update on grass cutting contract. Can we talk about this in public?
Yes, well, the clerk is going to put together a report on what's happened and where we are at the moment, but he's asked me to just update the meeting to say that the new contractor has carried out a first cut of the entire village. The clerk's putting together a report that will be presented to full council at the meeting in July.
Okay.
That's
so far, so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And then, so MA 03319D, to consider a quote from Shire Trees to work on the lime tree at the cross. This is to lift one of the trees at the cross.
It's where there's a branch of skewering the sensor on top of one of the traffic lights, and County Highways came and said that we had to cut it back because it was interfering with the sequence of the lights.
Okay.
So because it's in the conservation area, we need to apply for planning permission. Shire Trees can do the whole process for us. They'll apply for the planning, and they will also, they've described a crown lift just above the traffic signal.
Rosemary, do you have a view on this?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we have to do it, can't tell as I've said.
Any other comments? Do we need to vote on this?
Yes, we need to vote to accept the quote.
In order that he can go forward and get planning permission?
Yeah, please.
Okay, then, can I have someone to propose that we accept the quote from Shire Trees for £210, including VAT, to lift the crown of the lime tree on Cross? That's Councillor Wilson.
Thank you.
Councillor Clark, carried unanimously.
Thank you.
Chair, could I just go back to point C and just ask a question, please?
This is it. This is a grass cutting contract.
On the basis that we rejected the last invoice from MD, because it didn't say...
There's been a more recent invoice that's come in.
And is that comprehensive enough to identify?
Yeah, Clark's looks at it and he's passed it on to the RFO and it's happened.
So that's the final one then? Fine, thank you. I just wanted to check that he had resubmitted. Yeah. So I was a bit concerned that he was just sitting outside the line where we needed to push it. Thank you.
Okay, that's we'll move on now to outstanding maintenance issues, MA03419. This is a job spreadsheet, which I think you should have a copy of. Do you want to take us through it, Claire?
Okay.
We can have comments as we go.
Okay. Item one, we've actually discussed this already because it's the boardwalk at Stockbridge, so that's already been discussed.
Yeah.
To Dennis, the lines outside Orchard Road, are they?
Is
this?
It's actually easier than the parking.
So it's because there are always cars parked there, it makes it hard to do it. So it's sort of a job for the holidays, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe? Because the holidays are coming up fast.
The people who park there now, generally, they're visiting the dentist.
Can we not put some cones up there so that you can be sure? Is that...
Oh, what, to keep it clear?
To keep it clear.
For when we, well, permanently, or just...
No, I mean, just so you can do the job.
When we decide to do the job, then I usually get out at 6 o'clock in the morning, put some cones in.
Okay.
Right. Three, yes, I'm still chasing that. I'll continue to chase. For Tidy Up Sumptuary Store, yes, again, that's been discussed earlier on the agenda, and I'm chasing the outstanding quote for that.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
that can come out, can't it? It's a range of field trip.
If we're talking about number three there,
yes.
I was approached by one of the residents this week, saying that they've got worse, and he believes that his conservatory is slumping because the trees are eroding or
undermining
the bank where the trees are. Mm-hmm. And he believes his
conservatory is falling into disrepair. Okay.
So that's the latest.
Can you let me know which number that was, please? And then, okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's the latest one.
Okay. Item five, Claire, can come out, can't it?
It can, can't it? Yes.
Because that's really...
Yeah, that's now dealt
happened,
with.
It's happened and... Okay.
Electricity box.
Discussed.
Well, that can also come out once once the cable's removed, the box can then be demolished, can't it?
Yeah.
Shrub bed planting. I'm not sure if those shrubs have been relocated from the hub to...
They have.
They were, weren't they? They failed, I think.
Well, there are some there that are sort of growing. I think you should wait until the next meeting Some of them are dying and some of them are not.
That's the ones in front of the car.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been watering those. And yes, I think they
might survive.
Some might, but the problem is that they've been covered quite substantially in bark, and I don't think water, you know, nor rain is getting into it. So,
yeah.
I mean, I've been trying to give them a bucket, each one a bucket yeah. full of times.
Yeah. I think we'll monitor it, Dennis, and if it's necessary, we can put some more shrubs in there when we get to the winter time, and it's a bit more an appropriate time to plant them, really.
Eight has already been discussed.
Yes. Do we need to keep that on there? Because I'm quite happy for it to stay on. Do you feel that we should keep that block gullies thing on as a on the jobs list? It's not really a job per se. This is an action for the county highways, isn't it?
Well, I'll leave it on for another one and see if we can get them to do it within the
okay.
month.
Okay.
They might have staff holidays restricting their
availability. Utility supply, I believe that's ongoing.
Yeah, that's Simon is doing that, isn't he?
Yeah. Street lights, I don't have an update on that, so I believe that's ongoing. Pavilion compressor switch, again we just need to wait for the heating repairs to be carried out in August.
So that's scheduled.
Twelve, asset verification.
Still ongoing.
Yes, thank you. And the land registry applications, we had the Maple Way application returned, we've got to resubmit, so they are ongoing.
So, can we just pause there? So, Councillor Wilson, you are doing this asset list inspection.
Yeah.
Is that something that's going to take, you know, a year to do? I mean, how long is it?
I would have thought, it sort of balancing it with work and trying to get out there and sort of finish it off, I would have thought probably, you know, by the tail end of the summer I'll be there when I've got some longer hours, not quite so much on.
So the inspection is making sure the asset is there?
Yeah, it's both, as I said.
And what condition is it in, presumably?
No, there's no. It's not sort of what the condition is. Okay. It's more whether it exists.
Yeah.
So it's going there because it should be there, and also there's a sort of camp balance list of that something should be there. Where is it?
Okay. So it's no more than verifying that the list is accurate.
Yeah. I think probably with it, it's probably a 48-hour process. Left on there of just going around and doing it.
Yeah.
It's shoehorning in those 48
hours. So the 48 hours is split up into an hour here and an hour there.
Kind of sadly, yeah.
Okay, thank you. That's fine.
13, a letter is going out to the resident to advise that we'll cut the obstructing branches back and clear some of the ivy from the highway because, the footpath's obstructed. 14. No, we've had no update at all from planning enforcement about this. We are checking their weekly monitoring emails, but there's been no update. So,
is that something that should be chased?
Okay.
I think they are making sure it is.
Yeah.
Virginal.
Yeah.
It's a little bit
late. Yeah, maybe the easy route for them is to not do it. Maybe.
Yeah. 15, I'm in contact with Ian Lawman to carry out some inspections, and the trees and bordering prize orchard are going to be part of that, so that's ongoing. We've got
a definite TP out.
Pardon?
A definite TP out.
Are they?
Sorry,
I think
Corden Row, sorry.
Yeah, no, the Friars Orchard ones were, yeah. 16.
They're just sycamores in the winter.
Yeah, the resident just contacted the office because in the high winds they seem to be.
But there are trees, but they're not TPO.
No, they're not. Okay. Yes, that bench at Medcalf Way, Palmer's Way. We've had no decision from South Council on whether or not they're going to install a bin there. But is that the bench that was damaged? Has that been damaged again?
It's the bench on Medcalf where they congregate in the evening.
Well, it's my dog. Yeah.
That's the drug dealer's bench.
Yeah. That's the evening use. The daytime is having a rest between the old folks home and the bus stop.
Yeah.
So is the bench in usable condition?
Yeah.
Has it been?
Yeah.
It is.
You can't see it.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think it's all right.
Yeah, okay.
It's just you've got to put, it's decided to try and get a little bit in there.
Yeah. I think it's definitely worth it.
Fireproof.
Yeah. One that's good for sharps.
It's a quality street I live on.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have an update on the repairs to the youth shelter, so that's
a highly technical looking job, isn't it?
Going at the moment, yeah. Okay. I think one of the panels has been damaged as well. So,
yeah. Presumably the people that installed it would be the best people.
I should imagine so, yeah. I don't have an update on it at the moment. The High Street bus stop item can come off because we've identified what the... where the Wi-Fi was, and we disconnected it.
Fixed it, yeah.
So,
unplugged it.
Yeah. Farm buildings, yeah. I reported the fly tipping there. I actually walked around there quite a lot, and I'm trying to remember if that's now been taken away. But it's been reported as fly tipping, but because it's on the farmer's land, actually, I'm not sure that it will be taken away by South Cairns. It's private land. Right. So he may very well just remove it himself.
I would think if it's private land, nobody's going to move it. It's just whoever owns the land's problem, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, there has been other fly tipping in that area, and he's cleared it. The farmer's cleared it. So.
Okay.
The trees opposite the science park will also be included on the inspection that we've done to arrange with the enrolment. So that's
good.
That is ongoing.
They are really dodgy, those trees.
Are they?
Yeah.
We seem to be picking up a lot of trees on County Council verges.
The trees that on item 20, Rosemary, are trees opposite the Science Park entrance.
I think
the clerk investigated, didn't he, and decided that they were our trees.
Oh. I'll make a note of that. They're definitely outside of the private residence.
Yes, so they're on the verge, they are dangerously leaning on over the road and over the footpath and over the bus stop.
Right.
You know, it's quite. I suppose I'm concerned because I walk under them quite often. Okay.
21. The wardens inspected the tree, Dennis.
Yes. The resident made two complaints, one for ivy growing on the hedge and also one for a tree which was overhanging their garden. Now, the tree, the portion that's overhanging the garden, is too high for us. It needs cutting by a professional.
Yes.
It's so too high.
So this is a very, very mature...
It's right in the corner.
It's a silver birch.
Yes, it is. And the very top branches are, in fact, overhanging and pretty much touching this satellite dish when the wind blows. So, yes, we can't do that. But we did look at the ivy, and in fact, some of the ivy is growing from the parish side of the fence, but the majority of it seemed to be on the resident side.
Right.
There's two lots, so we've dealt with one in a couple of groups over the ivy on the parish side, but the roots for the main part of the ivy appear to be in the resident side.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's been reported for that. It's a resident or not, but...
But for the silver birch tree, which is...
It needs some attention.
So it needs, a tree person to come and trim it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So let me just make a note. With the Melpine news charter, that can come off, I think, because the debris that was thrown in has been removed. 23.
That occurred on two occasions.
Yeah. No, that's. But I think it's clear now, isn't it? So, 23. I've been in touch with Tim about this, and we're going to identify exactly which property, aren't we, Tim, before we...
Clock house numbers, then we'll go around the back and identify which ones are the offenders. I know one of the residents, and she's absolutely incensed at her neighbour's behaviour, so we don't want to get them on the
And then we'll make a report to South Cowes.
And then let it take its natural legal course.
So are you going to
Get in the car, do a drive-by and get the house numbers, then we'll take a walk around the back, and they take half an hour.
Just give me a shout whenever it's convenient, yeah.
Do it after this if you want.
Yeah, I'll do.
Okay, done deal.
We'll do that.
Trees on footpath to the moor. Oh yes, the trees along the moor, just outside the play area. There were some low branches, yes?
Thank you.
Right. I'll take that off. Yes, the repairs have been carried out to the swings as well, I think, haven't they?
So that's off,
thank you.
I was going to bring in some samples of those straps just to show you, and I was just wondering how they got missed on the Rossborough report. That's almost through.
Oh, really?
I don't pay for the Rossborough report, don't I?
We do.
Anyway, you fixed that, have you? Thank you.
Thank you. The container at the old wreck, so I contacted you, Dennis. You've got plenty of... Oh, no, sorry, I'm getting in a muddle. That's been completed. I think that can come off, can't it? It was reported to the police, but I don't think... Are we following up on that?
This is where the...
Yes, that was the
indecent. You were dating on the top of it, weren't they?
Yeah.
No, this is so one a lady complained of offensive behaviour.
We've applied anti-climb paint, we're not moving the container, and we reported it to the police.
So it can come off here, we'll wait and see if that does the job. Silver birch is on
the... Silver birch is also included in the tree inspection when it's...
Yeah, when it's done.
Once it's arranged. Willows on the River Mell. Yes, that was to be... I'm going to leave it on the sheet because it was to be carried over to be...
We need riparian owners' permission for doing this sort of thing, though, don't we? Or are they all on our side? Willows on the River Mell.
Yes, it's not our responsibility on the other side.
On the other side. Riparian
owner.
Yeah. So would it normally fall to the parish council to request the riparian owners to do it, or how does it work? Because it seems
not unless there was branch fell in the river or something
But we would normally pollard the ones that belong to the parish council.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It hasn't been done for a number of years.
Okay, thank you.
A bench, damaged bench on Clear Crescent between numbers 18 and 20. This isn't the same one that's on the corner of Medcalf, is it? It's a different bench.
No. Clear Crescent is a long way from Medcalf.
Clear Crescent, where's it? Sort of just round the corner, really.
Yeah, it is. It's close to Medcalf. It's just I'm not sure which part.
Of course it is. It's sort of linked up, doesn't it? Yeah.
I'm not sure I can actually picture a bench on Clear Crescent, so.
I can't at all.
No. I'm wondering if it's the Medcalf. It was reported by a resident, so I'm wondering if it's the Medcalf Way bench that's just been wrongly identified.
So if we go back, the one on Medcalf Way is the one on it's on that patch of green at the junction there, is it?
Which is what I call Palmer's Grove.
Oh, yes. That's the one we are talking about where the drug taking takes place and all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I suppose that's relatively close to Clear Crescent, isn't it? So maybe
I'll have a walk round and see.
Yeah, but if there's no bench actually on Clear Crescent, which I don't think there is.
I don't think there is, so I wonder if it's the same.
We can cross it off. Okay.
Yeah. The ivy that has overgrown from the back of Gray's allotments onto the footpath in Thatcher Stamford's. We had it cut back last year. Mm-hmm. And we need to. We've had reports that it's growing through again.
It's actually
a
conifer, isn't it?
It's conifer. Yes, it's a conifer, but there's a lot of ivy apparently that grows.
But it's not only in the Grays allotment. It's actually in the road where Thatcher Stamford's.
It is. It becomes slippery in the winter.
It's not actually in
there. Oh right, okay. So the tree is actually on the road.
All that hedge is growing on the Thatcher Stamford's side of the.
Justin came in and did some work on it last year.
Yeah, just to make it clear, it's not in the allotment. It might still be our responsibility.
Alright.
So, is it worth you going to have a look at it, Dennis?
I haven't.
And is it of concern?
Oh, yes.
We need to get Justin to do his business.
Yeah. Okay. The light on the footpath is coming on during the daylight hours, and Dennis and I spoke about it. We just need to identify exactly where the control is for it. Thank you. London Way, the fly tapping's been reported.
Yeah. That was quite substantial, wasn't it? This is the stuff you sent the photographs of, Tim. Was this the London Way?
Yes, well, are we talking 32 here?
Yes.
The chair is down the very lane bit.
Oh.
There's a chair or sofa, Maggie said the other day, was still there. You know the track that runs down Berry Lane and crosses over to Gogart?
Yeah, sorry, I thought it was...
There's a chair down there. But when you go the other way, up London Way, and you take the right fork...
Grinnell Hill.
Behind Grinnell Hill, in the bank at the top end of Grinnell Hill, is where there's a whole kitchen.
Yeah, I've reported that before. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, the 33, I think, has been dealt with now, hasn't it, Dennis? The soil around... Where the grass wasn't growing.
Yeah, we've decided what we're going to do there. We haven't
done it yet, so leave it on there.
Yeah.
And Beechwood Play Area. Yes, we've discussed that. Sorry, I've been that might be on twice.
It's on twice. It's on twice. Yeah, it's on 21. So that can come off.
Take that off. Okay.
Very good.
Right.
Okay, I think we're getting to the end of the agenda here now. Any. MA 03519, new maintenance issues to consider, maintenance issues arising since the last meeting. Does anybody have any items they want to raise? Otherwise, MA 03619, next meeting is the 15th of August. Yes, guys.
Back to the maintenance issues. I've mentioned once before, but the trees in the churchyard.
Yeah.
Very tall, obscuring the village clock. Don't know if you want to do anything about it. Not safety, but they're just sort of big paying contract for the village clock, and it's very difficult to see.
Okay. Yes, Rosemary?
So, not to do with that item, but 12 on the list. Just wanted my message to reject the application.
Sorry?
We're on number 12 on the list.
One of my land registry rejected the application and a new form to be submitted.
Because I contacted them to check which forms needed to be sent in, because it's an unregistered piece of land. And I was told the form to send in. But actually, they said that it's a different form because there's no supporting documentation, there are no deeds to go with it, nobody's claimed ownership, so it's, we need to send in a whole lot of supporting documentation. So it was the wrong form, but it was really just a stamp.
Okay, thank you all very much indeed. Meeting closed.